It's a pleasure and a historic moment for us Indigenous people to sit here with our senior who has been working on this intersectional meeting since the 1970s and then stand up for our rights. Learning from their experience and wisdom, we could submit various recommendations for a just and then sustainable future. I also would like to thank to the state and my Indigenous brothers, the co-facilitators, who led the conference and then voluntary fund and Indigenous coordinating body for their effort to make our participation possible. I want to offer some recommendations for the next step. I would like to recommend to the co-facilitators the preparation for the report based on this discussion in this second meeting, and to the Human Rights Council, a draft resolution to be submitted to the 60th session of the Council in September 2025. We also want to recommend that the Human Rights Council initiate an intergovernmental process to allow for the full participation of Indigenous peoples and then finalize a draft resolution establishing clear eligibility for recognition. I also recommend that the UN Volunteer Fund be able to fully support the participation of Indigenous peoples in the co-facilitating role of the strength participation process in the Human Rights Council and then other UN mechanism. Lastly, recommend the Human Rights Council to recognize the importance of the Indigenous Peoples Coordinating Body and to encourage member states and then relevant United Nations agencies to support its effort in promoting and facilitating the enhanced participation of Indigenous peoples in the United Nations system. Thank you. Nihei Debiru.
Now I give the floor to Saneri Alifuru, Alifuru Kaun.